Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August 11th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 6 cents at 559 1/4. September wheat steady 527, and November beans up 3 1/4 cents at 1340. I think it's important to note that August beans were down 42 cents. They go off the board on Friday. They closed at 1405 1/2. The spread was out to $1.10 August over Nov. Yesterday is into 65 cents here today. It looked like there was something going on yesterday, but for whatever reason, the market gave it back here today. Overall, we've had plenty of rains, more coming tonight. I think the crop is going to be in relatively good shape. As I've said before, I think if it's a knee-jerk, unless the report is 100 million less than 100 million carry out in the beans, if it's less than a billion bushels in the corn, I think the pros will sell a higher number, expecting that the yields are going to go up in the next report. These yields that they're going to be using are as of August 1st. We've had a tremendous amount of rain around a good deal of the country in the last 11 days. Exports tomorrow, they're looking for 400,000 on the wheat, 625 on the corn, 675 on the beans. But some of the estimates on corn and beans are up toward 1 million metric tons. So there's a wide range there of average guesses. We sold that 132,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning. I think that's now the fifth day in a row we've seen relatively small Chinese sales. It's the time of year where we expect to start seeing some built in here. How much, I think, will depend. Now, if the report's bearish tomorrow and we're 20 or 30 lower in corn and 40 or 50 lower in beans, I think the Chinese will step up and buy more. So I'd probably fade, you know, any major 40, 50 cent move in the beans, 30, 40 cent move in the corn, because I think the pros will sell the rally and the Chinese will buy the breaks. Crude oil is up $1.02. That helped the crude oil here today. But overall, it all depends on the reports tomorrow. I mean, we can sit here and try to figure this out, but there's really no guess what the USDA is going to do. I think we have to keep an eye on exports. If they lower exports, then I think it's going to be pretty hard for this market to rally. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.